Can you hear the music?
Brother, I've been waiting my whole life to say I can hear the music.
Fuck yeah. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Morning Dookie with Dick. You know, the new segment that maybe it won't be every day, but like, you know, a couple times a week anyways. You know, we're working that out. We're sorting it out, and I'm just on site here. My first day by myself at the new job. You know, they trusted me enough so far. It's 9:30 in the morning, and nobody's dead. Nothing's burned to the ground, so I call that a win.
You haven't hit anything with your training wheels yet, have you?
I haven't hit anything with my training wheels yet. Man.
Unreal.
And this morning on the Morning Dookie, I'm joined by a good friend of the pod, and I'm a good friend of his pod, and we're just all around buddies now, and we're like twins with the mustaches now.
Yeah.
Mr. Gord Kiley from the Second Act Podcast. What's up, brother?
Well, Dick, the opportunity to join you on any of your endeavors is always something I look forward to. And I want everyone to understand that it may seem like you kind of throw things at the wall to see what works, but I'm here to tell you that as one of your trusted confidants, the amount of effort and thought that goes into these little Morning Dookie type things shouldn't be lost on anyone. There's an incredible amount of effort that goes into this. So kudos to you for doing something cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I just want to, you know, a lot of people like the long form stuff that I do, right? So, you know, I figured a lot of people like the short form stuff too, right? Like the videos and stuff like that. Well, let's bring the two together. It's not quite a minute, but it's not an hour and a half either. You know, it's you know, just something, you know, a little light life update. I'm 4 days in here now. This is day four on the new job, right? And you know, this is exciting. I love it. I love where I'm at. You know, I was just texting my boss about it today. I'm like, man, I love this job. And he's like, I was worried, man, coming from the cold flow side of things, you know, like how you'd like it. And I'm like, man, honestly, I know exactly what time I'm going to be back to camp at. I can plan my night around that. You know, before I was like, hey, want to do a podcast tonight? Yeah, let's do it. And then, you know, like I'm stuck out on a truck for 18 hours and I got to cancel, right? Now it's like, hey, I'm going to be back at camp by 6:30. Do you want to record at 7, right? And this is perfect, man. This is the kind of change I've been looking for and needing. And so I'm loving this, man. I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, I can attest. I've spent many a day up in the area that you're working, and I can attest that it is nothing if not structured.
Yes. Oh, a lot of rules to follow, but I mean, like, hey, whatever, man. You know, it's a small price to pay to have a structure, right? I'm home every 20 days for 10 days. I'm not out for 5 weeks anymore. You know what I mean? I'm making more money and being home more. That's insane. Who would have thought, right? Like that's nuts. This is what I'm here for, right? And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I just ran into an old colleague of yours, actually.
Yeah, there'll be a few of those guys running around up there, and don't believe a word they say. They're all stretching the truth. I was a delight to be around.
He comes up, he's actually like fuck it, everyone knows where I'm at. He's a Suncor guy, and he came up to me and he's like, Dick, I heard you were here. I thought I'd come say hi. I'm like, hey man, how's it going? And he introduced himself. He's like, you've been on my old boss's podcast, Gord. I'm like, oh fuck, I love Gord. So automatically we had like a neutral ground, right, to meet on and get acquainted. And he brought me a case of water. I've been looking for a case of water because the camp I'm in has no water. So like I was like, all right. And then he brought me this fucking coffee mug, and I'm like, oh thanks. And I tipped it to the side. He's like, it's full of coffee, be careful. I'm like, oh shit, I've been drinking it. I'm not a coffee guy. So like you can kind of tell, you know, like I will be having an actual Morning Dookie here soon off the coffee. So yeah, man.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing about the folks up there is everyone is in it to provide for their family. Nobody takes those fly-in, fly-out jobs because they love sitting in a small airport at 4:30 in the morning. They do it because it provides the lifestyle that they want to provide for their family. And being that that's where you come from, I don't doubt that you're going to have no trouble finding people that are of like mind.
Hell yeah, man. It was exciting to know that, you know, higher ups watch my stuff. They like my stuff. He said, I like the content. I love what you do. And that makes me feel good, you know, because like they know I'm going to make it. They and And that's good because, you know, in Fox Creek and Grand Prairie and so, like, consultants knew that I was making it, and but they knew and understood that I knew and understood I wouldn't make it when I had to work, and that, you know, I put my work first and I don't show logos, right? And I'm glad that that's understood here too, you know what I mean? I was worried about that a little bit, like, hey, you know, people out here not understanding, or people from out this way not understanding that, oh shit, like, is he gonna work? Is he gonna do stuff, right? And so I'm glad that everyone knows that everyone kind of understands that, like, as a blanket thing, right? And I love that.
Well, I spent a lot of time working for that company, and they didn't always get treated very fairly by the social media. There was a lot of videos of their facilities, going up on 15 years ago now, and they did tighten the clamps down hard on it. But there's no denying that, if I can be a little dramatic, the war that's been waged on our energy industry has been waged via social media. And if you can either pretend that it's not happening and get your butt kicked, or you can fight fire with fire. And I think that's part of why accounts like yours, Lane's over at PD, are so critical, because it shows regular people doing regular jobs. It doesn't show the perception. It doesn't show what where, people that don't work and live in around the oil patch are being told occurs inside the oil patch, right?
Absolutely, man. And I love that what you just said there, the war that was waged, and we're fighting fire with fire now, right? I actually took a little bit of shit last night from a guy on Instagram, and it was a hidden message from like a month ago that I didn't see, but I fired back at him, and instead of being a dick about it, I approached it with a little bit of like, okay, maybe you need to be educated a little bit. And then he understood, because he's like, man, you're just a dog fucker. Like, who makes TikToks at work? And you obviously don't work. And I'm like, man, you're not understanding. Consultants and CEOs and big wigs all around, they're watching. They see it. They let me do it. They know. They understand why I'm doing it, right? And I said to him, I'm like, do you think if I was a dog fucker, they'd allow it to happen and continue? No. They know that I'm gonna put my work first, and they know that I'm not gonna show anything I shouldn't. But what is one thing, and we talk about it on the podcast a lot, what's one thing that the oil and gas industry, blue collar construction trades in general, are piss poor at? Marketing, right? And what has been more crucial than ever coming out of the pandemic is getting bodies in the door, right? A lot of people don't want to work anymore. A lot of people don't see this as a thing they want to do. So, you know, what myself and Lane, I brought Lane up in it, actually. Good thing that you said that. Lane is on the educational side of things. Jason Al Tyler Allison on the educational side of things, right? Like, they're talking about, this is what you can make, this is what you can do, the positions you can move up to, right? And I'm like, man, do you think that they would allow this? The oil and gas industry would allow this if they thought that we were just dog fucking? And the answer to that is no. And I'm like, man, it's more crucial more than ever that, you know, when I wanted to get into the oil patch, I was scared. I had no idea what I was in for. I didn't know what to look for. Had there been content out there that showed me what I was going to be doing, and you know, helping me out with stuff like that, it would have been a lot easier. I would have been probably in it a little bit sooner, right? And we've talked about that quite a bit. And same with the, like, I use the Freshwater Cowboy. He's been on my podcast as an example. He's a merchant mariner. He goes on the salt, the Great Lakes ships. When I applied for that job 4 years ago, I sought out the content on TikTok. I looked for it. I was excited for the job, and then I got more excited. It wasn't just the job at that point. It was something I really was interested in because I saw the content, right? And I was like, you know, that's kind of, I want to do this. It didn't end up working out for me, but like, I still made friends with people in that industry, right? So
I think you just created your new podcast segment. It's called Being a Dick About It, and you're taking your Dick Frost character and you're educating people on what's going on. So when you get a shitty DM, you can be like, I'm going to be a dick about it, and show them the error in their perception, and you can speak to the part of why you're doing what you're doing. And I think the more people, I mean, some people are just going to go in there to do stuff like that because that's what they do. But if someone actually legitimately thinks that you're getting paid your hourly wage to sit in a truck and make TikToks. It's like, come on, bro. That you know that ain't a thing.
Yeah, that ain't a thing, bro. And he said, I never looked at it from that perspective. And he's like, I kind of understand it, right? And I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I could have just, like, called him a dick and, like, just drove him in. I was going to post screenshots of it on my Instagram story and be like, look at this fucking guy trying to be a champ. But I decided, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be like, hey, this is why I make the videos and this is what I'm trying to do. Like, you don't understand it. Well, here, I'm going to make you understand it. And that's what I did. And afterwards he hit the follow button. So, I mean, you know, that was cool, man. And I followed him back. So, you know, it was kind of cool to bring someone over to seeing my side of things a little bit. You know, it was interesting.
Dick wins.
Dick wins. Dick wins again. What I wanted to talk to you about though, is, this morning I'm walking through camp, right? And this is where my room is right now and where the truck is parked. I got to walk through the gym, you know, and when I'm walking through the gym and man, I'm barely getting up in time myself. I woke up this morning. I had 15 minutes to get dressed, brush my teeth, walk downstairs, get breakfast, pack my lunch and leave. I'm walking to the gym and there's fucking guys that look like they've been in there for a couple hours already, or at least an hour, right? And I'm just like, man, good for you guys. Like, that's, you know, that takes some discipline. And you know, I've noticed, like, the three different people that I've seen in the gym just walking through, like, the 10 seconds walking through there. And the one guy looked like this was his first couple of days. Like, he was, like, really struggling on the pull-down bar, and or if that's what it's called, right? And then another guy, he was had his hoodie on and his music up, and he, like, nodded at me. And I'm like, hey, man. He's like, huh. Right? Like, you know, one of those guys, you know, like the creatine has kicked in and shit. And he's just like, ah, right. And then there's the guy that was just sitting there looking at himself in the mirror, right? Like, he's married to the six pack. You know what I mean? He's married to it. And that's the topic of today, right? That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. What do you think about that? Like, I don't have time to hit the gym. I want to be a guy in my mind. I want to be that guy. But like my laziness, my inner fat kid is like, maybe not, bro.
Well, I mean, you're only going to do what's important to you. So it's only as like, it's clearly that one dude, the way he's perceived is very important to him. The other guy is on his journey, and the one guy's there, that's his lifestyle. And, you know, I go to the gym in the morning before work. We have a gym in our building. That's part of our lease. I see all kinds. I'm there so that I can outrun a bear, you know. I try to make it so my stamina, I can run for 10 minutes. That's kind of what my goal is, or not outrun a bear in speed, I guess, in duration. But like I'm 46 years old. My days of being ripped, toned and built are 20 years behind me. It's a health thing, and so I'm kind of like in the Joey Swole school of thought is inside those walls are sacred, and for whatever reason you're in there, nobody gets to pass judgment on it, even if it's maybe not the socially acceptable reason. And then of course anybody who brings a tripod into the gym should be, you know, drug out into the street and beat severely.
Man, I love the guys that do it. You know what I mean? Like you just said, everyone there was at a different stage, right? I just happened to walk through. And just walking through, I saw the guy that had just probably started struggling a little bit. Like in a couple weeks' time or a month's time, he's going to be pulling down on that thing hard and maybe married to the six pack in a year or two, right? You know what I mean? And then, you know, the guy that was like, I fucking, you know, like, oh, I hate this, but like, I want to see my dick, you know? And then, you know, the guy who was like, so cutesy, very demure, you know? And like, yeah. Yeah, man, and it was just interesting seeing the different, you know, stages, right? And I'm just walking through with my cookies and my lunch and just trying to make it to work without being late, you know, and I just got up 10 minutes prior, so.
That's your stage, bro. There's no shame in that one either.
Hell no, man. But I do have to start going. My sister's getting married in May, and I want to look good. I want to feel good, look good, right? So.
It's important, man. Your self-confidence is directly tied to what you see when you look in the mirror.
Hell yeah, man. What I see is a fucking sexy beast already. So like, I see the stash, and that's pretty much what I see.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, man. What are you up to today? What's your day look like?
I am in glorious Rocky Mountain House, Alberta, working for a wonderful client out here. They had some issues yesterday, of course, as one does on the Friday before a long weekend. So we were slammed on a Friday trying to get everybody buttoned up before the long weekend, and there was only one person left. So about 11 o'clock, I took our Calgary truck and I went out to my house and shaved off my beard and grabbed tools off of my bench, drove to High River and removed a unit, and got up to Rocky late last night and met everyone on location at 7 a.m. Installed a unit, got it up and running, and now I'm headed home. Gonna do a little shopping because we got some Thanksgiving activities this weekend I need to be ready for, and just carrying on with my day, man. Just thankful it's a beautiful day, thankful that you know, to be a part of an organization that's active when oil and gas is good. Kids are healthy, wife's still, this mustache might change things when it walks through the door, but touch wood. My wife still loves me, and I'm in a real good spot. Happy. I lived in Rocky Mountain House for a few years, so I met a buddy for dinner last night, and I'm driving around looking at a house I used to own and an apartment I used to live in, and it's a pretty good place. Trip down memory lane.
Hell yeah, man, that's awesome. I just wanted to, you know, well, say happy Thanksgiving to you for one. You know, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours and everyone else out there listening. It's Canadian Thanksgiving, so if you're an American, go fuck yourself. But like, happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian listeners anyway. I just want to talk about, you know, this upcoming week's podcast, you know, Tuesday's podcast. We talk a lot about, you know, our side, right? Our side of the patch, which is like, you know, drilling the holes and extracting and whatnot, the production side of things. Well, this coming week's podcast is a guy out of, and Gord knows of him or him. He's on the end of life side of it. When the well is no longer, you know, producing and it's time to abandon, right? And the cleanup side of things. And you know, I can't remember his name. I think it's Curtis, but like, you know, it's an interesting podcast. It actually turned out a lot better than what I thought it was going to be, a lot more interesting. And I can't wait for people to hear it. You know, like we always hear about, you know, the production side, and now we're hearing end of life, right? And that's exciting.
Well, and Curtis is an authority on what goes into that end of life. And the hard part about end of life is there's no money in it. So yeah. Politically, it's been used as a weapon. But what people need to understand that if we decided as a country to shut the taps off tomorrow, there is still a generation of work to put everything to bed, at least 25 years. So what Curtis is doing is he's looking at the orphan side, the wells that the companies went under, nobody's taking ownership of. And by crook or by hook or by however, he's trying to figure out a way to find money to put those wells to bed properly. And he's got the way he does it. And some people think it's legit. Some people are questioning. He's out there doing it. So just like the guy in the gym, man, inside those four walls, that's sacred. If you want to get inside of there and work with Curtis and tell him about all the ways he's doing wrong, you'd better not be doing it through a window.
Fuck. Look at you making the gym connection and bringing it back, buddy. Fuck, that's slick. I love that. Thanks for coming on the Morning Dookie, brother. This has been fun. Great way to end it, dude. You know, we're trying to keep it a little shorter. This is, you know, this is a great way to end it, man. Appreciate you being part of, you know, the early stages of the Morning Dookie. So
I'm always available, Dick. If you get in a bind, give me a shout. I'm sure we'll be able to find something interesting to talk about for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure when there's a Morning Dookie, there'll be a bind or two happening, especially in with camp food. You know, maybe not a bind in at night that camp food really runs through you, but like, you know, in the morning at times, you know, Metamucil is your friend.
Yeah. Keep it real. Keep it regular.
Absolutely, buddy. Hey, happy Thanksgiving and stay frosty.
Peace and love.